four, three, two.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I am your seated host tonight. Did another show standing up, kind of enjoyed it, but I guess I was wandering around too much, enjoying myself. Anyway, we're back with part two with Big Jim Wheeler.
Thank you very much for having us once again.
You've got, what's great about you is there's so much to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And I love your deep voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll have some peanut butter and banana sandwiches later.
Hey, there you go. I was raised on those too.
So let's, in our part one, we talked about your music career. We talked about your movie career. We talk about which women you'd bring to a desert island, which was your wife.
Yes, thank you.
And when she wasn't listening, but anyway.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about your radio career.
Okay.
And your television career.
All righty. Well, to start off with, I do a weekly radio show every week. Can I mention the...
You can mention anything you want.
All right, it's WRCR, 1300 AM, every week on Wednesday night from 5 to 6. We do a show, Mercedes Kent and I, and we talk about movies. It's all about movies. It's a call-in talk show. We urge our listeners to call in and ask us anything. They can try to stump me on any kind of trivia, movie trivia they want. They've tried.
I stumped you before. You didn't even see Kill Bill.
But I knew who was in it.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Is it a live show?
Yes.
Or is it live to tape?
No, it goes right out live every... and they can, if you don't get it in your area, just go to your to the computer and just Google in WRCR.com and it streams all over the world. We get people calling us from Sweden and all different places.
Hard to understand them, though. Let me ask you this question, though. So you don't even have a 10-second delay or a 20-second delay?
No, we just go out live, and I just try not to be so risque.
Wow.
I try to keep it down.
That's cool.
Mercedes has a heart attack now and then, but she'll get over it.
I don't even know what I'm not supposed to say here. I got to talk to the producer, Jim, afterwards. I just try to make it family friendly.
That's what we try to do, keep the FCC off our back.
You know, someone told me this funny thing, the big joke, the big lie of our life. When we're kids, we curse, but never in front of our parents. And when we're parents, we curse, and we're never in front of our kids. So we're cursing our entire lives, just with a different audience. And I told my son that. I said, you know what? Curse as much as you want, but not in front of me.
Well, yeah.
I think that's fair, right?
Well, I was raised in a home where that we didn't speak like that. My father wouldn't allow any kind of vulgarity in the house. He was an old Southern gentleman. Now, the thing of it is I went into the service. And when I came home, the first day I'm home, of course, Mama set up this big table and invited everybody. Grandma, the works. And there I was asking to pass the blank butter. It wasn't intentional, but you just, it becomes habit.
Where are you from?
Originally Rock Hill, South Carolina. But I have lived everywhere. You name it, I've lived in Tennessee, I've lived in New York, all over New York. You name a place, I've been all over Adirondacks.
Astoria.
The city. I try to stay away from Queens. No offense against Queens, but... I'm just trying to stay away.
So you've got your radio show.
Yes, sir.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
You know what? Why don't we talk about TV in a little while, but can you take a moment to introduce the members of your band?
Oh, I sure can. Standing over there to my right is Mike Corbin on rhythm guitar. Over here on stand-up bass and harp, we have Muddy Ruse. And behind me on the snare drum is Bill Rankin. And over here is our main songwriter and our lead guitarist, Billy Ruse.
Now, who's the sex object of this band? Or is there more than one?
Oh, no, we all. That'd be all of us. Actually, this guy. You gotta watch out for him.
I've met his girlfriend.
Oh.
She's okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And she knows who I am, so.
All his girlfriends are awesome.
Yeah, and she's
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you know what? I know you guys are ready to
rock and roll. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good. Okay, guys. Actually wrote it when I was naked. I wrote it in the shower where I do all my songwriting. I don't know why, but I've got to be naked and wet and the inspiration comes flying through.
That's why you didn't have
a co-writer. That's right. I don't have any co-writers for my songs. Unfortunately, I'm all by myself when I write these. But this is called You Are the Love of My Life. Thank you very much. This next song we'd like to do for you is a song from a movie that I just finished making, a movie I starred in, called Delilah Rose. We touched on that in the last segment. In this movie, again, I play a would-be rockabilly singer who sort of drifts into this peaceful, sleepy little town. Only it turns into quite a nightmare for this guy, especially when he meets up with a girl named Delilah Rose. But this is a song that I sing in the movie to Delilah. And basically, it's a very slow song, a very quiet love-type tune. And we'd like to do it for you now. It's called I Wasn't Blue Until I Met You. Year, and we would like to wrap it up with a song that we do, and it's, which song are we doing?
Hudson River Boogie.
Hudson River Boogie, that's right. All right, this is one that Billy and Muddy both wrote, and it's about that river that flows both ways that you guys got up here, the old Hudson River, and it's called the Hudson River Boogie. Flying. Thank you. All right. The Hudson River Boogie. Okay.
Nice.
Kind of feel like, you remember that old show Rainbow Quest with Pete Seeger?
Oh, yeah.
Never saw that one.
You got a setup here quite a bit like that.
I used to watch the Johnny Cash show.
No, that was an excellent show in itself. Yeah.
So, just awesome. Just awesome. I love doing acoustic stuff in here.
Yeah. You got a good room for it.
Got good cameramen.
Yeah.
Good people.
Well, you got some nice equipment here for sure.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We've talked radio, we've talked movies, we've talked music, but we left something out.
Now, what's that?
Television.
All right.
The small screen.
Well, now, as far as TV goes, I've done this show, of course, but then I've also done a show with Vinnie Pastore from The Sopranos.
Big Pussy?
That's him. As a matter of fact, the movie I'm in tomorrow stars, has him as a star.
Really?
Yes, he's one of the stars, I should say. Tony Darrow is also in it. You remember he got the bottle broke over his head in Goodfellas by Joe Pesci?
Pesci hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry, I had to.
Okay, that's true, though. He did. Kind of a bad guy. So I did a show with Vinnie Pastore and Tony Darrow. It was called Fun with the Food Fellas. And it's a TV show that's probably going to be on next fall for the fall season. They're filming it now. And it's a comedy show. And they interview actors and actresses in a restaurant setting. Vinny does, Tony Darrow does. And then they do comedy skits around it. So I was hired to do a comedy skit with Vinny Pastore. And I understand they also used that for the, not only the pilot, but they used it for the cell clip, the scene with me and Vinny.
So what channel is it going to be on?
What is TLC? Is that the learning channel?
Oh.
Yeah, I believe that's the channel it'll be on.
Cool.
And it'll be next fall, I believe. It'll be upcoming. And I did a reality show with an actor called Vinny Vella, who was also in The Sopranos, had a very big part in Scorsese's Casino.
Really?
Yeah, he's a pretty popular actor. He's one of those guys that you see him, you know who he is right away. You might not know the name. But he has he's forming a reality show around following him on a daily basis through his acting, TV, movies. So he was in Delilah Rose. And so they came on the set one day and filmed that entire day. And we were interviewed. I was interviewed with Vinnie Vella. And that's some of the TV that I've been doing.
Tell me about some of the characters you've known.
Oh, well, that goes back. I'll tell you, the guy I knew the best, believe it or not, was a very good friend of mine, was Mel Torme.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mel Torme. I met him one night years ago when I went to see him. I asked him for an autograph, and I wound up hanging out with him for the entire night. You know, just talking, and he's telling me stories and about how he wrote certain songs, about the people he knew, and it just became a very close relationship that we developed, very good friendship. And again, Mel passed away June 5th, 1999, and I was very sad when that happened, but he was a great inspiration to me. The man had a terrific voice. He had what they call a 5-octave range, which is almost near impossible. But he was a great influence. I also, James Cotton, who I've shared the stage with.
Oh, really?
Over at a place that isn't around anymore, but the Lone Star. You remember the Lone Star? Sure, everybody remembers that, and I shared the stage with him over there. As a matter of fact, Billy and Muddy were in a band that were opening for him that night. And that's how I got down there to the Lone Star, and I was sitting in the dressing room with these guys, and while they were on, I was alone up there with James Cotton and his band, so they asked me, do I sing? So I sang a couple of songs. I wound up doing Blue Suede Shoes, I think, and Tutti Frutti with them.
He unfortunately had an issue with his voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very raspy. Very. But he's still playing. He just did the Turning Point in Piermont not too long ago. So he's still out there, still doing it.
Well,
still doing it good.
Gotta make a living.
Yeah.
It's a tough living on the road.
This is true. And like I said in the last segment, Vassar Clemens was really the one that got me my start. It all happened, I grew up on his music because my daddy always listened to Vassar Clemens. And so I got a chance to meet the man, and I figured, you know, I have a Polaroid camera with me. Maybe I get a picture of him, get him to autograph it, him and me, and give it to Dad. Well, when I asked him that, he said, come on in the dressing room. So I did, and he turns around and he said, it's you. And I thought I did something wrong. I said, well, what'd I do? He said, you know, there's like 350, 400 people out there. They're screaming their heads off. There's one voice I hear. It's coming from you. So I was all apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry. He's no. He said, that's great. But he said, what are you doing with that voice? So I said, well, nothing. You know, I have a regular 9-to-5. So he told me, he said, listen, don't let it go to waste. Right there on the spot, he gave me his name, his phone number, and his address.
Wow.
He told me, listen, I want you to take this seriously. Get a band together, get in that recording studio. You do that, I'll put my fiddle on there for free. And these guys will attest to it. He did that.
You know, I'm familiar with him from, I guess, Olden in the Way.
Right, with Jerry Garcia, Peter Rowan. Peter Rowan's another one I shared the stage with on a few occasions.
I think, and I've... there was a group that was playing out of Jersey, Stir Fried.
Right.
I think I've seen him sit in with them before he passed.
Right. They used to play at a place called Images a lot in the Blue Hill Building in Rockland County up in Orangetown. And he played with them there a lot. He played with us in Images also. We played there with him. And Vassar, he'll be missed by a lot of people. He's played with just about everybody that put an album out. Somewhere on there, they've got Vassar.
You know, there's a magazine called Vintage Guitar.
Right.
And they have a website. And what's unusual is they have maybe a couple of hundred interviews with famous musicians. And I think they interviewed Vassar Clements. And he was real interesting because he said, you know, they wanted me to play straight country. I don't want to play straight country.
He will play anything.
I'm a musician. I play music.
Yeah. Well, look at some of his albums. He has albums out with him and Stephen Grappelli. He's on classical albums. He's done jazz albums. Like we are, we don't like to get locked into just one form of music. There is a form of music that people request from us more often than not. But if they need to, I mean, we'll do old standards. We'll do anything they need to hear because we love music and we love to do all forms.
That's awesome. They have a nice new moniker for, I think, this kind of music. They call it Americana.
Well, there you go. That fits it better than anything, I guess. That's a good enough name as any.
Thank you so much for hanging out. Great job, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for hanging out. I love the way you're just standing there. Looks great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome job, guys.
Thank you.